So we didn't get to record a Montucky Skies tonight. So what I'm doing is I'm taking an episode from way in the past that never aired, and I'm airing it tonight. For some reason, I pulled the episode. I think that we recorded it to put in when we had a gap, and we haven't had a gap for a few months, but I know it's dated. I think we talk about the Fappening at one point. So whenever that happened is when this was originally recorded. So excuse the past dates, but I'm not even going to listen to it. I'm just going to push it out there and hope that it's still entertaining. So enjoy.
What's bugging you, Murphy?
Drugs. Drugs bug me.
In a laboratory test, female animals treated with the active component in marijuana experienced a 44% death rate among their offspring.
They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century earth disease called hard drug abuse.
I just want to shake some sense into you kids that are using drugs and think about using. So remember, don't.
Montucky Skies.
Welcome to Montucky Skies. I'm Biggs.
I'm Ben McKenzie.
And surprise. I'm enjoying the ride as Beard.
We went out of order.
Yeah, we did. But it worked out okay.
We're screwing with the natural order of things. I feel weird about this.
You got to change it up once in a while.
Yeah, don't fear change. What are you, a Republican?
Oh.
Shots fired.
Okay, so we're going to start out the show. I was thinking about this. But what... Oh, fuck it. I'll do the theme first.
The quest for 2000.
What's the emotion you feel the most when you're in high school?
Fear.
Frustration.
Frustration from what? Fear from what?
Frustration from literally everything.
What about girls?
Sexual frustration?
Yeah, sure. So I was thinking, what the kids today? What they're
the
really
the whippersnappers?
Yeah, yeah. With the
ones on your shed or the ones on the lawn?
Both of them. They're all feeling heartbreak all the time because they're always fucking around on each other.
It's true, and between the fucking around and the new romances and the puppy love, your hormones are just running a million miles an hour.
That's right. So I'm going to do part of this podcast heartbroken. I'm going to pretend like my wife left me and okay. I'm just really bummed out.
All right. So
let's pretend like I don't even have a wife. Let's just pretend like I got dumped.
Okay.
All right. So you guys go ahead with the podcast and I'm just going to...
You're going to stay in character?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in character for a while.
All righty. Well, I guess... I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little unclear how the quest for 2000 played in for that. Brandon, do you want... Do you because care to speculate?
Because, man, my heart got broken.
You know what?
I don't feel good.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice. There's nothing better after a breakup than eating a lot of chocolate ice cream and just hating everyone. Just remind yourself how much worse everyone else is than you. That's the way I fix my broken ego.
Oh, man, you just don't understand.
You know, honest to God, you're probably right.
Wow.
Everything I know about love, I learned from rock and roll and WB teen dramas.
Yeah, me too. I've been watching them all day.
Really? Stuff. Which ones?
Touched by Buffy. Yeah, I don't know. All right. I can't concentrate.
Real talk question.
Can you even right now?
No.
You can both participate in this. Real talk question. What is the most heartbreaking teen drama? Your options are... Beverly Hills 90210, Dawson's Creek, The OC, and Gossip Girl.
Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
Gossip Girl.
Okay. Do either of you care to expand on your answers?
I've never seen any of them.
I haven't either. I just go into with Jason Vanderbeek.
So wait, you expect me to believe you two are both... strong, testosterone-driven men with facial hair, and yet neither of you have seen Dawson's Creek or The OC?
No, man, I'm just too depressed.
What are you, Hooterites?
I've just been sleeping in bed, eating chips. This was our song.
This was... Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm swaying a little bit.
Madonna knew what I was talking about.
Madonna, honestly,
she went through a
divorce. Wow, you're really going old school with
now,
this, aren't you?
I just want to listen to the lyrics.
Are you
going to
like stand outside a window with a boombox later and get her back or what?
already did that. I played Her Eyes by Eric Carmen.
I'm just trying to get as much meaning as I can from these lyrics. Oh, 2x2. Oh.
Our bodies became one.
Became. Once. That's past tense, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Oh, no. What happened? Wait, so what are your bodies now?
No, they're singular now.
They're just apart.
Just apart? Okay. I was just wondering if maybe you went from 2 to 1 to 3 or something crazy like that. Like when the breakup happened, another person popped up.
Crazy, huh?
You know, when you say it like that, it really makes me feel like that I'm just shitting on your heartbreak. And I'm beginning to wonder if I'm an asshole.
You know what? I just want to feel better.
Okay, I'm going to talk to something that's going to make you feel better. Are you gentlemen familiar with a man by the name of Corbin Burnson?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Corbin Burnson.
Well, he has written and directed his feature film debut.
As Major League 4?
No. I'm going to let you guys take guesses because you will not get close to what this movie is, and I cannot wait to talk about it because I've watched the trailer 4 times.
What number is this, Chip?
Terminator 5.
I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not. Anybody else care to throw anything else out there? Oh, this is nice.
I'm feeling a little better now.
Well, the film in question, written and directed by Corbin Burnson, is Christian Mingle, the movie.
Christian Mingle,
I'm feeling better already. I don't know if it's the Daydream Believer or the Corbin Burnson Christian movie.
The film stars Lacey Chabert from Mean Girls and a dude so bland and white he honest to God looks like he was carved out of Wonder Bread. And it is about a girl who pretends to be Christian to get a date because she learns about the dating website Christian Mingle. And, okay, let me ask you guys something. When you're watching a trailer for a comedy and you hear a record scratch in the trailer, do you consider that a red flag about the quality of the film? Because I generally do.
What if it was The Mighty Ducks?
Oh, come on now. The Mighty Ducks is above that. This film...
You don't know who's going to take over the franchise someday.
This film... features not only one, but 2 record scratches in the trailer.
Wow.
I feel better already. This I broke character, guys.
Everybody out there listening, please go watch this trailer because it is the worst mess I've ever laid witness to, and I cannot wait to watch the full film. I mean, holy shit.
Does it look like a legitimate Christian movie?
No, it's a movie... paid for by Christian Mingle. So it's not even Christian. It is essentially a 90-minute ad for a dating website. No.
Wow.
I
can't wait for Craigslist the movie. Only if it involves casual encounters.
Oh, who doesn't love casual encounters? So Corbin Burnson did an interview about Christian Mingle, the movie, where he said, I'm paraphrasing, of course, Christian Mingle has been great partners, but this is not in any way an advertisement. They simply helped our budget and did a lot of promotion through us. So again, this film's not an ad. It's just a promotional vehicle paid for by Christian Mingle.
Yeah, shit's looking a little loose. Stuff's fraying at the edge with that comment.
I love there's a bit at the end of the trailer where Lacey Chabert's character is talking to white bread attractive dude. And she just looks at him and goes, faith is so hard. How do you do it?
Hold on. We need the right kind of mood music.
You're
for
right.
That. Go ahead.
Faith is so hard. How do you do it?
I don't know. How?
I guess I faked this for so long that I truly thought if I believed it hard enough and long enough, it would become real, and I just can't force it. And I don't know what direction I've taken my life, and I don't know if I've made the right choices, and I need someone to guide me. Someone who's always watching over me to tell me whether or not I'm making the right decisions and to shame me when I do something that an old book tells me is wrong.
If you had said that and it just panned to the sky and said, have you made the right decision in your life? I would swear it was like, it was a commercial on TNN or something.
Do you guys not know I'm getting paid by Christian Mingle for this?
I didn't realize.
I'm getting so much. I'm going to get $100 for every download of this episode. That's a true story.
I'm going to get like $1,500.
And I'm not sharing shit because I don't see your two names on the contract.
I should just give up the quest for 2,000. We've literally stepped backwards.
Did we stall out? Oh, no.
You heard me say 1,500, right? We were at 1,800 at one point.
What the heck, 300 people?
I told my wife, I was like, we're just going to, I'm going to stop looking at how many hits I got. Because it's, now that like I got that super high of like, wow, there's hundreds more than I thought there was. It's starting to bum me out again. Because it's a hole you can't ever fill,
it's
dude.
It's true. There's no number high enough.
No, there's really not. If I got like 1 million downloads, I'd be so high for like 3 months. And then I'd be like, fuck, dude, we're like at 998,945 now.
What do I have to do? What do I have to do?
I don't know. Like I said, it's a hole that can never be filled.
All
in
I know
psyche. I just want people to like me and download the show.
All 300 people who listened to an episode and did not continue, I will find you. And I have a very particular set of skills, and those skills lend themselves to pretty calm and I'd say fairly rational discussions about why you dropped the program.
That's funny you say that, because that is the number one contender for us going to a movie on Thursday. I'm doing a date night.
A walk
night.
Amongst the tombstones?
Yes. Take three.
Yeah.
I'm hoping anyway.
I've heard that it's more detective movie than Taken, and I'm not, like, that sort of sounds like a lateral move. It's like, oh, here's the character from Taken, but now he has a different job title.
All right.
His business cards are slightly different.
This is a movie that's sort of like Taken, but it's on an airplane. Isn't that what happened before?
Honestly, that's the natural evolution for action movies. Like, you remember the period where everything was, it's Die Hard on a boat, it's Die Hard on a plane, it's Die Hard, like... Now it's Taken on a blank, but they're also actually getting Liam Neeson to star in it, so I can't be upset about it. It'd be like if Speed did actually star Bruce Willis.
Wait, I'm not understanding. If Speed starred Bruce Willis, Speed wasn't like Die Hard on a bus.
You're right, Speed 2 was, though.
Speed was actually sort of a breakthrough for action movies. Like, that was like, the reason why he did so well at the time was like people were starting to feel fucked out on the action genre, and they're like, hey, here's this new corner nobody's ever hit.
This time it's action, but also fast.
I've not rewatched that at all since probably the early 90s. I wonder if it still holds up.
I mean, is there really a reason to revisit
it? What's that?
My question isn't so much a matter of does it hold up or doesn't it, as a matter of is it necessary to revisit it at all? Like, once you've seen Speed, I feel like you've sort of got the idea from that movie.
Yeah, I mean, I never really went back, but...
Did you even go on to Speed 2?
No, God.
Cruise control.
It was weird because I wasn't... So people know my bias towards Keanu Reeves by now on this show, but I didn't have it yet. And when Speed 2 came out, I'm like, so somebody else is playing Keanu Reeves' character? No. I didn't want to watch that movie.
All I know is if your action movie has a pun in the title, I'm in. I'm just in.
Speed like, 2.
Judge me how you will. I am in.
So what did you think about Speed 2 Cruise
Oh,
Control?
It's not good at all, but I had to try, right?
You were in before you watched.
Yeah. Like, I was on board to give it a shot. And you know what? Sometimes when you take a shot, you miss. That's all I can say.
That's true. So what else has been fappening with you guys?
Oh. So are you asking me what I've been masturbating to recently?
Did you? Well, okay. So I took the classy road. Uh-huh. I haven't talked about the fappening before on the podcast, but now there's been more.
Some time passed.
No.
And new ones leaked, yeah.
New ones leaked. What the fuck is going on?
New?
Okay.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, so not seeing them. But there was news on the internet that some Kim Kardashian photos, some more Jennifer Lawrence, and a couple other people I don't remember, but actually recognize their name. Because the fappen was like a lot of people that I didn't know. And then I sort of read their IMDb. I'm like, oh, okay, I sort of know that person. There was a lot of those people.
Yeah.
I didn't actually look at any of the photos because I've been busy. This pretty much comes down to that. I mean, it's morally wrong too, but I've had a lot on my plate.
Lately. Yeah, like even for journalistic reasons, there was not time to look into it. I have not seen the new batch. I did see the first batch, mostly out of curiosity than anything else. And once my curiosity was satisfied, I immediately was just smothered in guilt, which is why I have not looked at the new ones. Like I've got the gist at this point. But
do you believe it? Do you believe it that they were actually stolen?
Okay. I have heard and read through my various internet travels. Because, again, I consider myself a generally morally good person.
Uh-huh.
But I go to some dark parts of the internet to satisfy my curiosity. Like, well, I've seen some shit online.
Yeah.
And throughout my travels, I've heard a couple different explanations for how it happened. And one of them, I don't know if it's true. I don't really believe it's true, but I did find the idea fascinating. Apparently, these leaks have been in the works for years, and apparently there's like some super dark, like cobwebbed corner of the internet. There's a forum of people who trade nude photos of celebrities that they stole by hacking into their accounts. And so basically, the story goes that in this forum, one person.
Now, was this in the Reddit forum?
No. This is a complete, like, dark, like, deep, deep, deep internet.
Okay.
Like, deep internet. And apparently, one person eventually put together everything that had been on the forum so far and decided to release it. And supposedly, that's how it happened. That's one explanation I read. I did read a bunch more.
I read another one.
But that version is the most fascinating to me.
Everybody who it had leaked for had been to the Grammys this year. Mm-hmm. Or not the Grammys, the Emmys. And so they thought that maybe somebody had gotten it through the Wi-Fi or something, or the Bluetooth.
I feel like we could disprove that one, or at the very least mark its plausibility fairly easily by cross-referencing the names of people who were leaked by the names of people there. But there are two things. A, that's a whole lot of work, right? Like, who's going to put in the time for that? B,
people want to make a lot of money or
everybody famous goes to the Grammys and Emmys and Oscars. Like, if you're famous, you go to award shows. So I'm not terribly surprised that if you're leaking a bunch of private photos of super famous people, that they all happen to be wanted in one incredibly populated event. Like, I'm not shocked by that.
Does Detective Zach think that was a red herring?
I do think that one's a red herring. I sure do. I got a tattoo to commemorate it.
Now, I've heard the FBI is involved.
I've heard that as well, yeah.
Does that legitimize it to you? I've been back and forth.
Legitimize how so?
That they were actually stolen? Because I don't know about you, but I feel like nine out of ten times when photos leak, that they were just trying to drum up some publicity.
Oh, sure.
Because it's always something dropping.
But here's the thing. 9 out of 10 times, it's like one person leaks. It's never been. And so that's what makes me think they really were stolen. And I believe they were stolen before the FBI got involved. Now, that being said, the FBI being involved does not confirm in my mind that they were stolen. Because on something of this magnitude, where it could be that this many people had their privacy invaded and private information stolen, like, the FBI has to investigate whether it was stolen or not. But I mean, I just tend to believe it. They had to have been stolen, because it makes sense when, like, you say, oh, celebrity A has a movie coming out in 2 weeks and nude pictures of her leaked a week before.
Right.
But when you say celebrities A through Z all had something leaked, and some of them have something coming out and some of them don't, then it becomes way more fishy to me.
I think that they probably were stolen, but let me float out a theory to you, because this one,
I love
this
theories.
One did occur to me. This is my own theory. When you look at it, there's like a couple of legitimately famous people and then a lot of like not so famous people on that. What if the big famous people like had a timed out to be released for whatever reason, and then like they had all these other people that maybe some dark agent was like, mm-hmm. hey, like if we can release some photos with you, they'll be like shelved with these big leaks, and then you get more attention.
So it's basically like you get more attention, but you are also not the person whose name is going to be first in the headline like Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, not so much because of that, but like, hey, now people are going to know because you're going to be tied in with these
with this whole big event. Yeah, but you also won't be the figurehead of the event. So like you sort of ride in that happy middle.
So you went a step further than
I took the next step from you.
I was thinking more like because you're not a name, you'll be attached to this name, and that's going to drive your name further, was sort of my theory.
It's certainly possible, but it would have to be almost a lucky coincidence, right?
No, I'm saying, but it's not a lucky coincidence. It's literally like they have all these people, the same, maybe like the same agency or something.
They're not from the same agency.
They're not. No. Okay.
No.
Now, the only other thing, for a fact, like,
that's not the case.
The same lines would be, you know, if they put out, well, we're going to release Jennifer Lawrence's, and then we're going to throw a bunch of them out there just to throw the track off and make it seem like it's not a publicity stunt.
That's interesting, but the weird thing about the Jennifer Lawrence thing, if you are looking at it as a fake, is like she has no reason for those to come out. They can't help her career at this point, right? Like, she's basically America's sweetheart. At least she was. I'm not sure what's going to happen now, because who knows how this is going to spin her career.
It'll depend on how Hunger Games does, I think. Like, I think that's the first place we'll really see.
Yeah. But it's like Bill Simmons was saying about her. Like, she's like this hot actress who, like, it's okay to, like, be turned on by him because your wives aren't threatened by her for whatever reason. Which is true. My wife loves Jennifer Lawrence. So
everybody think she's a lovable person.
Yeah, I don't think she could be helped by leaked photos.
No,
you're 100% right, which is what leads me to believe that at the very least, it was probably not her or her camp who leaked them, because she has nothing to gain.
Yeah, I agree with that.
She is probably the only person on that list who has any sort of chance of not losing anything because of the photos either. Like, she could still come out completely clean from this, where it's like it does not affect her image in any way.
I don't think Kate Upton gets hurt by this, though.
Well, Kate Upton,
other than like
Kate Upton, is a different case in so far as that, like, her career is sort of built, like, she's in an industry that is built on, hey, you have a sexy body and people want to see it. So like that's a slightly different case in terms of how it affects her career.
Yeah,
because
that's what I'm saying, though.
She could get a boost from that.
I don't think she's hurt by this.
No,
I could definitely
not
see her getting a boost from this. But I don't see her getting hurt by it by any means. I mean, she's a model. I mean, it's she's not a model for Christian Mingle.
No, like she bucks. Will not be in. Yeah, pay me my money. So, my next question regarding the incident of the gigantic leaking, that
the fappening, dude, just go with it. That's
it's
the
honestly
name.
Here's where I'm at. Like, it's a great name. It really is a top notch name.
Because who cares about the happening? But the fappening
is makes
hilarious.
It better. My only thing is, I'm afraid that if I start saying it, then it makes it sound like I'm on the side of the people leaking them.
I got news for you. Like, the tag for this show is gonna
it's gonna be the fappening.
There's gonna be a fappening tag for sure. That's part of our quest for 2000.
We got to drive those views, baby. We're all about page views.
We're not going to show you any of the pictures.
No, of course not. I mean, none of us has time to deal with any potential outcomes.
I'm just
going to
make the cover for this one be Arthur to completely throw people off.
And are you going to throw in a helmet of cottage cheese?
Maybe. Maybe I'll do the split screen.
I don't understand why we have to limit it to be Arthur. Why can't it be all the Golden Girls?
All right, you got a deal.
Nice.
Screenshot of all the Golden Girls.
Can you find a picture of them standing and blur it so that it looks like they're naked, but they're actually not?
Boy, that sounds like a lot of work.
I mean, I had to ask,
maybe.
Right?
I do have paintshop.net now. So.
Hey, if Google Images has something similar to that, then it'll happen.
Get it done.
Yeah, it'll be done. So what else has been going on?
You are playing with my headphones right now.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was also playing with mine.
That's okay.
Which is why I did it.
We're alive.
Yeah.
All right.
I burned through all of season one of Arrow.
Oh, how is it?
Honestly, it's very entertaining.
See, the first two episodes were
it does not start good at all.
That was my problem, but I keep hearing if you soldier
it through. Kicks in a lot. No, I mean, obviously, it's never going to be like a Breaking Bad or anything like that.
Oh, no.
But especially compared to Smallville, which, especially in season one of Arrow, is the most logical comparison show. Arrow balances the sort of campy corniness with the genuinely good stuff in a way better ratio than Smallville ever did. And honestly, the show probably wouldn't work if it wasn't for the campy nature of it and some of the like bad dialogue and cheesy moments. Mainly because it takes itself so goddamn seriously, yeah, this show.
Yeah, it does.
Like, the camp sort of comes about on accident, and it really does help add a lighter tone to the show that makes it a lot more bearable, because otherwise it's so self-serious and dry. And also, so I've been, I'm certainly guilty of this, but there's been a lot of people who sort of shit on the CW for only casting super pretty people. Again, myself included. Like, I may be foremost amongst them who give the CW shit for this. Because the general view is CW prioritizes being attractive over being talented. But whenever I watch a CW show, I've never been mad that everybody in every scene is super attractive. Like, it's one of those things I sort of bitch about when I'm not watching. And then when I'm actually showing, I'm like, I like that this law firm is made up of only 22 to 26 year old super attractive women. Like, I'm not sure that's the worst thing in the world.
It's also funny that you said it's never going to be Breaking Bad, because I'm thinking right now, I can't think of anybody attractive in Breaking Bad.
I know,
certainly, right? Not out of the main characters.
Ooh.
I mean, definitely not Walter White.
Uh-uh.
Not his wife.
Nope.
Not his son.
Nope.
Not purple wearing whatever.
Marie.
Yeah, Marie. Not Hank.
Nope.
Not his partner.
Nope.
Definitely not Bob Odenkirk.
You have to get out on the fringe. Jesse's girlfriend that died. She was fairly attractive.
I don't know. She didn't really do it for me.
She does it for me.
She's definitely attractive against the rest of the cast.
There's definitely a possibility that, like, it's something there that's, like, amongst a sea of something else.
If you watched the short-lived ABC sitcom Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23, she's just attractive with no qualifiers in that show. Like, she's just regular old-fashioned attractive.
Okay.
They uglied her up for Breaking Bad. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
She definitely seemed like a junkie to me, and there's nothing attractive
she did
about
sell it
junkies
real well.
For me. So.
What's that? Someone shoving a needle in their vein doesn't get you horny?
No.
Doesn't get you randy?
Not really. As fun as that sounds.
I love the idea that I could be rolling in the sheets and get poked at any moment.
I usually like to do the poking. I don't know. That's just me and my preference.
Oh, hey, did you guys see, I'm taking a total tangent, by the way, did you guys see that an previously unreleased duet between Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson was released this week?
That was a real bummer. I saw that I guess it was yesterday I saw that, and I was like, how did this never come out?
Right? Yeah.
I was like amazed, and I started playing. I'm like, oh,
that's not, how it never came
not
out.
Not inspiring at all. And it sounds like, now this is my theory, because it was obviously recorded in the 80s, right?
83, I think, is when they said it was.
Clearly is by the music and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you listen to Michael Jackson's part, and it sounds like they have auto-tune on him for a lot of it. And I'm like, they didn't really do auto-tune in the early 80s. So that leads me to believe that they totally botched Michael Jackson's vocal parts, and they just auto-tuned it to, like, put it out now.
Yeah, which is incredibly possible.
It's terrible. It's,
yeah, it's
not good at all.
Which really bummed me out, because I was so excited when I saw the headline.
Too. I was like, these are, like, two of my favorite singers.
Yeah,
like, I was like,
this is a great day.
Yeah, no.
Not so much.
Not at all. So I check it out on YouTube. Definitely don't buy it.
No. Yeah, the internet exists for, like, I would never condone piracy, in case you're listening, FCC. But there are some things on Earth that were just sort of, like, the ideal way to hear them is through internet piracy. And that song is one of them. Like, that's the ideal way to hear that song.
Definitely. I agree.
That's your best case scenario.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, and I think they officially released it too on the internet. So I think they knew they weren't going to make a lot of money. I mean, you can't really make money off of hardly any music today anyway. Yeah. So
there's a reason you can get U2's album for free.
Yeah. Well, the reason is they signed a contract with Apple.
Right. And the reason they signed that contract is because you can't really make any money off album sales.
Yeah. This is very true.
Like, if Apple offered them, if Apple was at its present stature in American society in 1983 and offered them that deal, they probably don't take it.
I'm trying to remember. Did we talk about the U2 thing last week on the podcast? Or was that
on the porch?
That was a porch.
I thought it was, that was a porch conversation. I was trying to remember if we repeat it. Okay, so here's the thing that like sort of irritates me about the U2 thing is a lot of people were irritated that U2 gave their music away for free. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Yeah, right? Like, they gave you an album for free and people are holding against
them. And it's like,
that's just you two hate there. That's not anything real.
Or it's, I think it's a combination of you just regular U2 hate, Apple hate. Then you add in the people who are just going to be outraged about anything, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Because like, I saw people saying that Apple was raping us. Like literal raping by giving us the album because they were making us listen to music without consent.
Wow.
Yep. So, hey, at least we successfully trivialized rape for the week. Good job, internet.
Don't listen to iTunes. What's your fucking problem,
hey,
dude?
There's a you can delete it. You can delete it right now. Like, if you don't want the album so much that it is causing you to write long, vile-filled paragraphs, just delete it. Like, you can do that. Bono will not come to your house and slap you if you delete it. Like, you'll be fine. Nothing will happen.
No, he might come and rant for like 45 minutes about landmines or something, but he's
that's
not going to slap you.
That's just because
you were the next. That's what Bono does.
And that's just because you were the next house on the block. Like, he was coming to either way.
It was coming down the street. Yeah. It was happening.
It wasn't influenced by this download whatsoever.
No, he was coming either way.
But I just like the idea that people get upset that they didn't make, like, that they didn't sell this album. I'm just like,
you assholes gave me something for free.
Yeah,
dicks.
Like, I look at it, like, from U2, I thought it was a savvy move because everybody's, like, this is the thing. They make a lot of money touring.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to continue to make a lot of money off of touring. They're not going to make shit off of their albums. Like,
they probably,
this was a smart move by
them. Probably made more money off that contract than they would have just by releasing that album
traditionally. I'm sure.
Like, any money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, record deals are notoriously shitty anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They put out your standard record contract, and this was before everything went to shit, guys. Like, you would have a band put out their album, and then they get 8% of the royalties off of the album once it comes out. But first, they have to pay for everything. So they pay for the video, they pay for the cost of advertising, the cost of the CDs, like everything that's incorporated.
You have to pay back your
advance. They have to pay back out of their share. So
yep.
Most bands never see a penny. Even if they're successful, they don't see money off of those royalties. It's just, it's ridiculous, dude.
It's absurd.
I don't see why people get upset about that.
Yeah, like, unless you're Katy Perry, you probably aren't making money in the record industry.
Yeah, and by the way, I listened to that whole album. Like, it's not bad.
No, it's fine.
It's not good.
It's
but
fine.
It's all right.
It's adequate.
It's better than their last album. And they gave it to me for free.
Exactly.
They owed me a free one
that
after
raises
paying for
my
how to dismantle an atomic bomb.
The free part really raises my letter grade review of that album by a full letter and a half.
It might letter me a little bit too. Yeah. I also, I just bought the vinyl for the Hesitation Marks and Nine Inch Nails.
Nice.
Because they had it in Hastings and I walked in for something else and I was like, oh, because I've been checking it out for like, I don't know, a year or so. And I just hadn't gotten around to ordering it on the internet like I normally do. And it was there and I'm like, shit, well, I'm going to grab
jump
it.
On it.
Yeah, and so I've been listening to it. It's not, I don't mind it. It's not bad. It's not the best.
But they can't all be.
I'd say it's like in the lower third of his albums, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I think we disagree on the Slip. I would put the Slip as his worst.
I put Ghosts in that spot.
See, I love Ghosts. Ghosts 1-4.
Even Free, it definitely.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
I don't think that was Free.
Yeah, it was.
Really? I bought it.
What the I bought it too.
What the fuck?
But it was also free.
Yeah. I don't know. I pay for it. I love Ghost 1 through 4, though. Like, and it's the Nine Inch Nails album I can listen to with my whole family, which is pretty great. Because most of their music, like, has a lot of,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it does not.
Fuck you! Like, in parts of it, you know? So it's like, can't really play that around my four-year-old.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll happen.
Wait till she's 16 and she's pissed off anyway.
I've been entertained at reading Adrian. Like, I don't get to see Adrian that often or talk to him, but I've been, you know, looking at his Facebook feed.
Sure.
And he's been, like, force-feeding his kids, like, yeah, all his albums.
Like, I saw his, like, social distortion today.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, he's just copying to, like, basically brainwashing his kids with all the albums. I think it's so funny because I do that with some stuff, but, like, I don't cop to it on the internet either. I guess I am now, but...
Speaking of...
I did that with Highlander. We're going to, in a future box office battle, we're going to do Highlander, and, like, I sat down with my daughter and watched the whole thing, but she enjoyed the hell out of that movie, dude. Especially like when they have the quickening at the very end and it's like a cartoon electric animal that runs into him. And I'm like, oh, that's so corny. And she just chuckled. That was her favorite. Right. That was her second favorite part.
What was her favorite part?
Her favorite part is when, which I also love this scene too, mm-hmm. is when Christopher Lambert and
Lambert.
Lambert and Sean Connery are on a rowboat.
Yep.
And he insults Sean Connery and then he says, "You have the manners of a peacock," and like kicks him out of the boat, and then like he falls down and then he sees all the seaweed and the fish and stuff and he walks through it. She loved that. She's into mermaids.
That was a great scene though. Yeah. That is like my favorite scene.
Yeah, but that's because it leads to my favorite scene where he comes up behind him with the sword and he goes to cleave him. And then Ramirez steps behind him with the sword up to the back of his neck. Love that scene.
Good times.
That movie's gold, dude. That movie's gold. I kind of want to rewatch the second one now because I haven't seen it since I was in high school. I know it's bad, but now I want to watch it through the lens of this could be a fun, bad movie, right? Forget that you have any kind of love or attachment to the first one. I feel like it might be a fun, bad movie.
I feel like in the last 30 years, if it was a fun, bad movie, it would be known at this point.
I'm willing to set forward.
Because there are so many people that like the Highlander that they could say, like, Highlander 2.
Okay, you know what?
Being awful, it was still a fun, bad movie.
Okay, you know what
you don't hear that.
You know what I think the problem is? Highlander is so bad, it's good. I mean, it's hard to say because we love it in this room, right? Is that fair to say? But, like, Highlander is so bad that it's good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, especially when you rewatch it nowadays. Dude, it's a bad movie.
It's definitely a good, bad movie.
But it's fun. And because it went off of the formula of this other bad, fun movie, like, it took something that was ridiculous and made it even more ridiculous, like added things to it, and you're like, hey, that doesn't fit in with the ridiculous thing that I already believed about this movie.
That's contradictory. Well, guess I'm along for the ride.
That's kind of, now I could be totally off on this. Maybe next week, I'm going to search this out. I'm going to talk about this on Skies next week and let you guys know whether this is a fun, bad movie or not. I'll just tell you, you don't have to do the heavy lifting.
This is the kind of in-depth research you can only get from Montucky Skies.
But part three I enjoyed.
Part three was all right.
It was guilty of they unraveled the end of the first one a little bit so that they could have a part three.
Mm-hmm.
But I still liked it. I mean, it was fun. And then the fourth one was like based off of the show, which I never got into. And so I was really mad when Connor McLeod got killed. It's like, that's not how it has to work. And I always had these arguments with people who like the show. They all love Duncan MacLeod. And I was like, fuck Duncan MacLeod. Yeah,
fuck Duncan. He's no Connor.
And so when Duncan MacLeod killed Connor MacLeod, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? So I couldn't get behind that movie at that point.
Stupid Duncan.
But that's another one I'm going to try because I just got a subscription to Hulu Plus.
Oh.
And they have Highlander on there. So I'm going to try and watch a couple and see if maybe... It'll now grab, that has some distance on it, maybe it'll...
Yo, that was... I watched a fair amount of the Highlander show.
I really
and did. it was pretty bad to start with, and it went downhill from there. Oh, no. Especially when there was a point where they had a crossover with the Crow.
Really?
For like an entire season.
Oh my god, that it sounds was really amazing. Bad.
Was it Brandon Lee's corpse?
I don't know. I don't know. It was really bad. And that was for like
they got
Saturday Night Fox.
She was the only one they could get from the sequel.
Hey guys,
I'm back.
Courtney Love.
It's Courtney, bitch.
Nowadays, everybody thinks the Courtney we're talking about is like Courtney Kardashian.
She's the one I'm always like, okay, so if I'm, anytime someone's like, oh, you know the Kardashians, like my sister watches the show, and I'll go, okay, so there's Kim, Khloe, and the other one. And I know that if you take their first initials, it spells KKK, and I feel like I'm supposed to use this as some evidence on a national treasure type adventure, but I don't know what that would lead me to other than Tennessee, and I'm not going to fucking go to Tennessee.
No Tennessee.
No Tennessee. No. You got too many E's in your name. Fuck you.
T-E-N-N. Oh, I'm already fucking pissed off realizing there's also two N's.
And two S's. Yeah, fuck it, right?
Jesus, dude. And Mississippi.
I know. That one's
south.
Even worse.
South. You can use other letters. You don't have to like claim four letters and just make a long word out of
the
it.
The South is our version of Wales. Because Wales, they just like, it's English, but without vowels. And the South is English, but without intelligence. That's how you get Mississippi and Tennessee.
Careful, I got kids growing up in the South right now.
The quest for 1,000. I'm just, you know what? If we can't get 2,000, I'm going to alienate every pocket of our listener base. Every last one.
I'm going to come up with a new theme that's like, the quest for... I guess 1,000. I guess it's going to have to be. We'll lower it as it goes.
You're going to fight to bring us up, and I'm going to fight to bring us down. I'm the saboteur.
All right. Well, do we have any parting shots here?
I have one question as we exit this podcast for both you gentlemen. In the word sense, S-C-E-N-T-S, is the S silent or is the C silent?
I always understood that the second now... Oh, I'm gonna say the C just because, like, I naturally want to go with the C, even
the
though
C.
sometimes it's an S noise.
Brandon,
I think because it co-opted the S, I gotta go. The C is silent.
I'm gonna have to say the C is silent because if you do like scary, the C is not silent.
But here's my only counter to that. Here's my only counter to that. In the word sense, C E N T S. The C is there and the S is not, and it's pronounced the same way.
I like Brandon's better. You stated your case.
I did my best.
I commend you. But you also stated the question, and I assume you wanted an answer.
Honest to God, I wanted to... Because I don't know. I truly do not know the answer to that question. If any listener out there knows, please go to my Facebook page and tell me, because I cannot find the answer anywhere. No one seems to know. And it genuine, like, it's like a, are you familiar with the chigger bugs that get under your skin and like burrow around down there?
Yeah.
It's been like that in my brain. It's been a brain chigger and I need it to go away. So somebody fix this for me.
I might edit that so that you say a racial
please
slur.
Don't. You're going to find the one clip where I went and.
Well,
and
now I
that.
Got it. You just put them right together.
Wait, that's not the racial slur. I thought you were going for wetback.
Oh, we're ending this before the KKK thing comes up again.
Oh no, Courtney, Khloe, and Kendall are here? Kim's busy with Kanye. They got other shit going on.
Hi, I'm Biggs. I'm here to tell you about the wonderful opportunities afforded to you by subscribing to all the wonderful podcasts here at the Not Safe for Network. Subscribe to Montucky Skies at montuckyskies.blogspot.com, and you could find a career in woodworking, mechanic, or TV VCR repair. Subscribe to We Had a Good Life at wehadagoodlife.com, and you'll discover opportunities such as cobbler, fire and brimstone layer, or advanced lifeguard technician. Subscribe to Shooting the Shit Show at shootingtheshitshow.blogspot.com, and you'll love the prospects available in the field of cell phone sales, dragon grooming, or masters of the custodial arts. Subscribe to Real Roulette at realroulettewithzackandbiggs.blogspot.com, and you'll be awed by the chances to spread your wings in dot matrix printer sales, do-it-yourself manual writer, or subservient satanic minion. Subscribe to Box Office Battle at boxofficebattle.blogspot.com and explore the magnificent fields of farmhand personal assistant, snake oil salesman, or professional couch surfer. And don't forget to sharpen your workplace skills with the new podcast That's Debatable, coming soon. The Not Safe for Network is dedicated to help you find that shiny new job that you never knew you wanted.